This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, we're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Very serious broadcast today. Kathy's with us. Kathy, we've got Arjun patiently waiting on hold. Did you want to finish up what you were saying about this particular online auction, what was available, and what you found?
Well, Vincent, I had it had a whole bunch of things in it, and I only paid $22. It had Rubbermaid storage containers. It had that brand OXO that had the it's a clear container with a vacuum lid on it. Literally, like, think three storage totes full. But it had a nice toaster, a hand crank, two can openers, two or three can openers, a butcher block, wooden block. I mean, it was just amazing the amount of things, but those were things that, I mean, I couldn't use everything, so I did give some to some of my family, but I'm keeping things that, like, if my toaster breaks, I'll have a backup, and I hate to be storing everything, but, you know, things I use all the time, I think it might be smart to keep, but that's all I wanted to say, Vince, was that if you look around, sometimes you can get some good deals on things that you may be able to use.
You know, just doing some quick arithmetic, it sounds like three of those containers full of items at the prices that you would pay today to buy them, hundreds of dollars, right? $300 maybe, or maybe more, right?
Oh, yeah, probably more. Just the one set of storage containers runs between $60 and $70. And that didn't include, I mean, everything. There was like Tupperware things in there, and I mean high end things. It wasn't cheap stuff. It was all real nice stuff. Yeah. So, you know, insulated coffee mugs, and I mean she just had a lot of things in that. But it was just one of those things that caught my eye. Those are all usable things that I use all the time. So for $22, it just was a deal.
Yeah, class, that's what you're going to have to do. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Kathy.
Since I have like three questions today, one is like my washing machine. I bought it from a store nearby, and it is like used washing machine, and it is just sitting. You know, like it. I started it this morning, and it's just sitting. It's not powering up now. My second question is like this morning I was running, and there is a church nearby, and it has like a parking lot. So it has a like big parking lot. So I just parked my car there, and I just ran in the parking lot. And I was running, and I saw like a wolf. I think it was a wolf, and it was going in opposite direction. And then when I saw it, I just started like just walking towards my car, and then I ran towards my car, got into my car, and then I looked around, and then it was just coming in my direction. And then I just moved my car, and then it was just gone in the trees. So I was wondering, do these wolves, do they attack like humans? And I saw like, when I came back, I saw pictures of wolves. It has like a fat tail, which like normally wolves have. They're like, it could be like a normal dog. It could be the dogs like people have there, the people that live there. It could be a dog also. My third question is like guns. If I am like a first time, if I want to buy like gun for the first time, which gun would you suggest and where can I go? To practice, like, target.
Okay. First question, washing machine. I can't answer that with knowing we don't have enough time for that today, but I certainly could answer the question. It depends on whether you have a General Electric, whether you have a front load, whether you have a Whirlpool, why it doesn't start. Sometimes it's a timer. Okay. Sometimes, and you can go to YouTube and you can type in whatever the model number brand of your washing machine is, won't start. Okay. And you'll find some videos about what to look for. Sometimes it's the capacitor on the motor. Sometimes it's the timer. And it doesn't start. Does that mean it doesn't spin? Does that mean it doesn't agitate? So there's a lot of things to look at. It could be, if it doesn't spin, it could be the safety switch, the lid safety switch. It could be a whole bunch of things. And I'd be glad to discuss it in detail with you when I have more information. Next question about the wolves. I can't address that because there are lots of dogs that are running around and lots of dogs that are hungry and they look kind of emaciated and thin. And a hungry dog is not something you want to mess with because they're hungry. Now, if wolves, I can't address that because we don't have that problem here. And so I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, obviously you want to get out of the way and, you know, getting in your car was a good thing to do. Next thing, guns. If you want to start with a gun, you've never owned a gun before, I suggest you start with a rifle. And normally I would say start with a bolt action 22 and then move up to maybe a lever action 22 and then move up to a semi-automatic 22 and then move up to a higher powered rifle. One that you can actually hunt with. I can tell you for certain that a 22 long rifle cartridge will kill a cow. I know that for a fact. As a matter of fact, I don't want to say how I know. But a 22 placed properly will kill an 1,100-pound animal. Okay? So what would I do if I were you? I would skip. In today's world, I would skip right past the bolt-action rifle. That would be the most safe for you. But I would move to a lever-action rifle, a Marlin. A Marlin would be great, M-A-R-L-I-N, or a Winchester. And I don't know how much they're going to cost. The last time I bought one, I probably paid, $325 for it. I'm sure it's a lot more than that now. I'm sure it's going to be well over $500 if you buy one used. And that's what I would do. I would go to a gun show, and I would buy a used one from someone privately, and you can do that in West Virginia. So it's like going to a flea market, except people sell guns. And if you're a resident of West Virginia and the seller is as well, I believe, and you have to check your own laws, that I believe that you can just say, boy, I really like that. How much do you want for it? And the guy says $500. And you go, may I look at it? And he lets you look at it. And you go, okay, let's do it. Or you may say, how about $450? And then, you know, you negotiate. And then you pay them, and it's yours. Okay, it's as simple as that. You don't have to, typically in most states, you don't have to apply for permission from the government to purchase a gun. Now, what I'd really suggest that you have is a Ruger 10/22. Ruger 10/22 is a semi-automatic rifle. You can charge it by pulling the charge handle, and then each time you squeeze the trigger, it goes bang. And it will do that for 10 shots, or if you get a higher capacity magazine of 25, it'll do it for 25 rounds, or even 50 rounds, or even more. But it's way more dangerous for the first-time user. So that's why I suggested that you start with a lever action. And a lever action will take down, if you know how to use it, it will take down a dog for sure. If you hit him in the right spot. Next thing, where do you practice? You can do a search on gun clubs in your area, and you can join a gun club, and people there are enthusiasts, and they'll love to help you learn. You know, if you're polite and kind, they'll love to help you learn, and I know you are. So those are my thoughts. Arjun?
Okay, sure. All right, Vincent, that's it for now, and thank you very much.
I gave that to you rapid fire. So you may want to listen to the archive. And Rich Sheban said that his broadcast was hard to hear on Tuesday. It was unavailable in lots of live streams. So you can go to Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, select Archives, USA Preparers Archives, and then you can download and listen. Okay? Class, that works every day. And you can also go to Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute and do the same. Arjun, Kathy, do you have any comments for Arjun?
No, I really applaud Arjun for all his endeavors, and I just think he seems like a very sweet and wonderful man, and I hope he does well down there.
Arjun, you don't know this. Arjun, you do not know this, but when I talk to the other instructors offline, meaning on the telephone, privately, you know, not going out over the air, your name comes up. And I don't say, so what do you think of Arjun? I don't do that. They bring it up, just like Kathy did just now. They applaud you. They all applaud your efforts. They think you have so much courage, and you are the poster boy for, or the billboard guy for, the guy who says, that's it, I'm out of here, I'm not putting up with this big city nightmare anymore, and I'm going out and I'm going to figure out how to do it on my own. They think that you have an enormous amount of courage. So I just want to let you know, everybody whom I've talked to, bar none, at USA Prepares, applauds you, and thinks that you're doing a great job. So I just want to let you know that.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Arjun, give us a call another time, and we'll be glad to help you with all your other questions or those questions. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you, Arjun. Okay, Kathy. I'm sorry I took so much time so far discussing these issues, but it is so important how serious this is. And here's another thing that people probably are not thinking about. So, class, the average life expectancy of a roof, a composition shingle roof, it depends on who you believe, but, you know, they come with different guarantees like 15 years, 20 years, 40 years. And if you get that life expectancy out of a roof, you're doing great. Right now, the heat is so extreme. It's brutal on the roofs. Brutal. So I believe that the roof will not last anywhere near as long as it's warranted for, and I don't believe it will last as long as you think it's going to last. So some internet sites say the average life expectancy of a roof is 15 to 25 years. Okay. I think that's probably right. More like the 15-year part, though. So if that's the case, and the life expectancy of most roofs, the average roof is 15 years for a composition shingle roof, like a three-tab shingle that most people have, that means that some of them are worn out already. Some of them are going to last 15 years. But the average is going to be 7.5 years from now. In 7.5 years, half of them are going to be shot in 7.5 years. That's before 2030. That's before the end of this decade. That means half of the roofs out there will need to be replaced in 7.5 years. Think about that. Do you think you're going to be able to get the roofing material 7.5 years from now? Just asking. What do we do? Well, when we put our roof on, we used the best shingles that we could, and I bought extra. Why? Because they're all from the same dye-lot. And when I ordered the roofing material for our roof, in the contract, I said all the shingles will be of the same dye-lot, or I don't want any of them. Because what happens is, you know, they have different color granules, like green and tan and white, black, brown, maybe some blue, maybe some red, maybe some orange. You know, depending on what color, the overall color appearance is. Well, every time they mix a new dye lot, they mix it differently. So the next lot of shingles is going to look different, and it'll stand out like a sore thumb. So I bought lots of extra shingles, so when they go flying off in the wind, I got more shingles that match to put on.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, as Rich even says, he shortcuts his shortcuts. You know, I understand. I understand exactly what he's saying, because there's so many things that we want to teach you, and we don't have enough time. We really don't. I have a list of things that I want to talk about. Kathy has a list, and we haven't gotten to a single thing that Kathy wanted to talk about. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I wanted to say real quick, you're cutting in and out, and it's when you're the last 20 minutes, it'll be clear, and then it gets real staticky. I don't know if it's just on my phone or whether it's something that can be done, but I just want to let you know that.
Well, let's ask Nathan. Nathan, I don't know if you can hear me right now or if you're tied up, but if you can, is my signal breaking up, or is my signal okay from the studio here in Missouri to GCN? Okay. All right. So is there anything that you can do? Okay. All right, Kathy. Nathan heard you 5x5, and he's working on it. Okay? And I'm looking at the view meter, and maybe my signal is a little bit strong. I see that, okay, I can see that Nathan is making some adjustments. What was that? It's all Nathan. Okay. Nathan, I appreciate you taking care of it. Thank you. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I wanted to talk about something, and it's not only has implications for our pets, but it also has implications for humans. And I wanted to talk about, like, three resources that I have used. I have their books. But the first one, it's called Food Pets Die For, and it's a book, and it's written by Ann Martin. And I'll give you the story as I remember it, and I've read the book. She was a woman who had two dogs. She had a Newfoundland and another dog. It was a mixed breed. And what happened was she was feeding them, and both of them got deathly sick. So she took them to the vet. Now, this is back in the 90s, and she took them to the vet, and the vet said to just cook for them, give them chicken and rice and carrots for 2 weeks. So she did that, and they got better. So the vet said, okay, go back to the food. So she goes back to the food, and they get sick again. So she knew it was something in the food. So she began to do an investigation. Well, the pet food companies are self-regulated. They do not want to give you any information. It's like pulling teeth. And they all say, oh, my dog food, my dry kibble has all this protein. And so as she started doing research, she couldn't get any straight answers. So she took some of the kibble and she sent it to an independent lab, and she wanted it analyzed. So she got it analyzed, and I'll read off some of the things that came back. Euthanized animals, meaning your pets, your cats and dogs, they use sodium pentobarbital, which is what they do to put a dog to sleep or an animal to sleep. And it was winding up in the food. And one of the ways that when she did her investigation, was she saw that she was talking to vets, and they said, yes, I have to use more of the sodium pentobarbital because they're not going, you know, it's taking them a lot longer. She deduced that it's in the food. And the other thing they do is they end up using diseased cattle and horses, and those, when they're diseased or downers, they are sprayed with toxins to preserve what little is left so they don't get more parasites or toxins. So that ends up in the dog food. They use roadkill. They use dead zoo animals. They use meat that's unfit for humans, peanut hulls, sawdust sweepings, beet pulp, contaminated rice protein and wheat gluten, and that contaminated rice protein and wheat gluten was part of that whole mess in 2007 when all those came from China, when thousands and thousands of animals were put down or were died because they got ill.
Including ours. Our golden retriever was killed by the Chinese. Absolutely. It's an outrage. Boycott China. Boycott everything from China that you can.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
By law, the 43 states with more than one representative in D.C. must redistrict after each census to account for population shifts within the state, as well as to add or remove congressional districts. The 2020 census is in, and redistricting has begun. Texas, Florida, and North Carolina will gain a House seat each. An independent commission will draw maps in Colorado and Montana, each gaining a seat as well. Let's get a Dixie Fire update burning in Northern California. Tim Berg reports.
The Dixie Fire is now the 15th most destructive fire in California history. It's also the second largest in state history. It's burned close to 500,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. Cal Fire saying the blaze could grow even more with this week's hotter and drier conditions. The fire sparked on July 14th and is burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Tehama counties.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has the gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, what Kathy's talking about actually happened. The Chinese were selling industrial waste, and there's a company in Canada, Menu Dog Foods. They have lots of brand names associated with them, and they mixed that in with the dog food, and it killed hundreds of, well, thousands and thousands and thousands of our dogs and cats. And you know, what do you do when a company does that? Well, the answer is really simple. In my world, what you should do is try the upper management of the company, you know, the president, the vice president, CEOs, those guys, and the boards of directors, and try them. And then what is the penalty? What's the penalty for murdering your dog or your cat? in mass. What is the penalty for that? Well, the penalty should be exactly an eye for an eye, right? Execute them in the public square. Sounds harsh? Oh, no, 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 no. It's not harsh. They're killing your family. They're killing your family. They know that they have mixed poison in with dog food. They know this. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, I'm sorry about your dog, and I'm not so sure my dog didn't suffer ill effects. She did end up getting cancer in her mouth and her throat. I'm not so sure that she didn't do it either. I really didn't start cooking until I did a little bit with some of our dogs, but I started doing it especially, my dog now is 10 years old, so I've done it pretty much from the time she was a pup. The other thing, Vince, that they do is they use the protein meal from rendered animals, which are what I just read, a lot of the euthanized and slaughterhouse diseased animals, and they use that to feed farm fish. And then they feed us the farm fish. So like I said, it's not just for the animals. And I sent Vince a video. There's another lady, her name is Susan Thixton, T-H-I-X-T-O-N, and she's got a website, and if you sign up, she will send you alerts. It's called truthaboutpetfood.com, and she was another one that had an animal that was either killed or injured from the food. I sent Vince a video, and it showed what they were feeding pigs, and it had plastic stuck containers, yogurt cups, expired yogurt cups with the plastic styrofoam ground up. It had plastic bags. It had spoiled food, and it was just shooting it all out on this like factory floor. But you could see there was so much plastic in there. I don't know how the pigs could even survive, and then we are eating the pigs. So she showed that. And so the kidney failure is another thing that I'm really hearing. I'm really concerned about this, Vince, because I can't tell you. I have two dogs that died within months right down the road from me. Another one was a shepherd right behind me. She died a couple weeks ago. And I was talking to other people, just mentioning it, and some people have said yes, so they've noticed that their dogs are dying of mysterious illnesses or kidney failure. And I just wonder if there's something that's brewing. And all I would say to people is if you have animals, if they don't seem right, they don't want to eat, they look like they're lethargic, just cook for them. And all you have to do is just think of what you wouldn't eat their food because of what's in it. And it takes me a little work. It takes me a little planning. But even if I have, let's say I just buy a chicken and I throw it in the pot and I'll cook it like halfway done. And then I'll put in celery and potatoes and carrots and maybe some rice. So right now I have a lot of zucchini. But if you can't cook for your dog, at least try to supplement. Put a fresh egg on it. Put like maybe a little bit of leftovers that you have from dinner, not junk food, but good food. Like right now I have a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers, and I have watermelon. So when I'm chopping it up, I kind of cut back on her food in the morning. And if I have a lot of fresh vegetables, you just have to remember, like with the vegetables, you want to chop them real fine so you can use like your knife or your food processor or cook them. You don't want them big chunks because they'll swallow them that way. And sometimes they have trouble digesting them. But there's all kinds of recipes online. But a lot of times I will just give her, like if I've got kefir or yogurt, I put a spoon in there for her. Or, you know, just look. Sometimes you look in your refrigerator, so I got leftover. It's not enough to make a meal. But even if you can't cook all the way, you could supplement with yogurt or, you know, like plain fresh yogurt, not the flavored stuff, but or like a couple eggs on there, or just like even if it's a can of beans or fresh beans or something, just cook them down a little bit and put some fresh food or apples and stuff. I don't know. She's been pretty healthy, but this is just a passion of mine. I just think it's disgusting what they're allowed to do, Vince. And to see your dog suffer and die or get cancer or diabetes or kidney failure or, quote, this mysterious illnesses is just, it's heartbreaking. And I think if people can get that book or read about it, I'm sure there's all kinds of information online about it now. I mean, back then that was kind of pre-internet. I mean, I think I got it in 95 or something. But it just changed the way I thought about the pet food industry. And the way I look at it, Vince, is if you look at how much per pound, let's say you're buying a 25-pound bag of dog food and it costs you $20 or $25, so now you're paying a dollar a pound. So what quality of meat do you think you're really going to get in there? You're going to get corn byproduct, I mean meat byproducts and cornmeal or gluten. Anything that says a byproduct that you want to stay away from. If it doesn't say chicken, then don't get it. If it doesn't say, you know, like fish or duck or something, if it says byproduct, that could be the beaks, that could be feathers, that could be the scraps off the floor. That's the real cheap stuff. So I know there's good brands, and I haven't looked into that because they're constantly changing. Some of the good brands aren't even that great now. So all I'm trying to do is make an awareness for people. And if you love your pets, try to, like, squeeze some time, do a little research, and just try to, like, add some good food to their diet. And like I said, if you can't cook for them all the way, like if I make a pot of soup, I mean, I give her a couple ladles. You know, whatever I cook for her, I'll put a couple ladles in there. Because it's not going to hurt her, you know. It's good for her. So, I don't know, Vince. The healthiest dogs I've ever had were the ones that I. This is my own personal experience. The ones that I did not vaccinate, and then I cooked for them, and I stayed away from all the flea and tick stuff and all that. That to me, those to me, in my opinion, Vince, those are neurotoxins. And I had a couple dogs react to those before I knew about her. But I just want your thoughts, Vince. And I do have some more things I want to mention about it. But those, I wanted to hit the highlights on there.
Okay. So, class, if you've heard Dr. Shealy and me talking about our pets, you've heard Dr. Shealy talk about how he'll buy a 10-pound bag of chicken. And he'll cook it up for his dogs. Sounds like what Kathy just said, doesn't it? And so does it take more work? Yeah, it does. Kathy said that. It takes more work. And we do the same thing. We try to give our dogs the same things that we eat. However, when you cook for your dogs, they can't handle the spices. They just, you know, if you like it, you know, hot of flavor, if you will, Mexican style, that's not what you should be giving your dog. So if you're going to cook it without, you know, those spices and keep some off to the side for your dogs. That's what we do. So we've got Glenn in Michigan. Glenn, thank you for patiently waiting. You're on with Kathy.
Hey, Vince. Kathy, thank you for taking my call. I just got a couple of quick points I want to make pertaining to the discussions you had. One was on the 22s. My father bought me my first 22. It was a Glenfield Bolt. He bought it from Montgomery Wards. I don't know if you remember Montgomery Wards.
Yeah, well, mine came from J.C. Fields, or Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. Yeah, and it was a Glenfield as well, and it was a bolt action, yes, back in the 1960s. Please continue.
Exactly, and I think it was made by Marlin, but I don't know for sure. It was $39.
Yes, it was. It was a Marlin Glenfield. Glenfield was the less expensive line of the Marlin company. Back to you.
So I looked online just a minute ago for a lever action rimfire rifle, and a Henry Classic, the cheap basic model, is $349.
Okay. I have purchased the Henrys. I really like lever actions, probably because I like blue steel and I like wood. I really don't like these plastic camo, you know, flavored. Yeah, I just don't like them. I don't like the way they look. Doesn't mean they don't work great. It just, I don't like the way they look. So I have some Henrys. I have some with the big Rifleman type cocking lever. I have some with the standard cocking lever. I like the fact that they have a hammer, and that is a safety feature for Argent. And so, yes, Argent, you can buy a 20-inch, 22-inch barrel. I believe they come in those sizes, long rifle, and it's a great way to go. Glenn, you are right on the money. Now, do you agree or disagree with starting out with a lever action, even though you and I both started with a bolt? But in today's in today's world, we got to ramp up faster. You agree with the lever action and then up to the Ruger 10/22 in the 22 chambered rifles?
You know, when you're a kid, that's fine. A bolt is fine. But if you're, you know, grown up and everything, then, yeah, you need to start, you know, possibly with a lever action. Or the Ruger 10/22 is, I mean, not that accurate, but it's fine. You know, that's a good gun, too.
Yeah, so. And I, Glenn, I've tested the same cartridges, and I've taken some pine boards at 50 yards. And soft pine. And, you know, I put a target on each one. And I've shot at these pine boards layers thick with the bolt action, like a Winchester Model 52 top-of-the-line target rifle, heavy barrel. I've shot at it with same cartridge with a lever action. And I've shot at it with the Ruger 10/22. And here's what I've determined. The longer the barrel, generally speaking, the greater the impact energy is going to be, and the farther, greater the accuracy, and the greater the impact is going to be of that particular bullet. Now, as you go to a shorter barrel, you're going to lose a little less, you're going to have less velocity, less kinetic energy, and when you get to the automatic cycling of a Ruger 10/22, you're going to lose a whole bunch of that kinetic energy. Glenn, I've got to run.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's got a whole bunch that she'd like to cover in the remaining few minutes. Glenn, very quickly, is there something else you wanted to say?
Yes, thank you for, I'll make it brief. As far as the outages that you've been having, I know you've had issues with CenturyTel, but there's issues not only with CenturyTel, but on the GCN network. Over the last couple of weeks, I heard a couple callers complaining. And I know there's a couple different ways that you can do it with their web player and then, download MP3 and stuff. They've had issues there, so you may pass that up to upper management. So.
I already have, and believe me, when there is an issue with our signal going out over the internet, right, or however, GCN gets calls by our class. I have a feeling that they get the greatest percentage of calls complaining that, hey, we want USA Prepares. I believe that the greatest percentage comes from our class. So yes, we're aware of it, and they are working on it.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out to you that I don't believe it's just your problems with CenturyTel. I think there's some other things going on, and I think the GCN may be targeted for certain shows.
Yeah, and we're on the list. Glenn, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And by the way, what is it? Yeah. Because of my stance on perversion? Is it because we're trying to teach people how to be prepared? Is that what this is all about? You know, we have, and I was thinking about this during the break, and this is a direct comment toward Kathy and Gwen and Lindley. We have lady warriors, lady gladiators, who are the toughest in radio. They actually say what they believe. And most people are wimps, not the ladies of USA Prepares.
I agree with you 100%. I'm complicit. The point is, they're far and few in between. So you're very blessed to have these warriors underneath your organization.
Well, it's a loose organization. Glenn, very quickly, I am the most blessed guy on the planet. I really believe that because of the association that we have with our instructors. They are tough as nails. They don't back down. They're willing to call it like it is, even to their personal expense. So, Glenn, I've got to run, but thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
You bet. Kathy, back to you. Is that okay with you, what I said about you being a gladiator and a warrior and you know, one of our lady gladiators and warriors? I have the highest respect for you and Gwyneth and Lindley and all of our instructors. I believe y'all are the best of the best of the best of the best, with no exceptions. Any comments, Kathy?
Oh, thanks, Vince. I feel the same way about you and all the other people that are in the class, all the other instructors. I think we're all kind of cut from the same mold.
Yeah. And so, class, if you heard Gladiator Gwyneth yesterday in tears at the end of the broadcast, she's tough as nails. And she was in tears because she is watching the demolition of the greatest countries in the world. She's watching it, the takedown by the perverted, by the malignancy of Washington, D.C. and other corporate governments throughout the world. They're taking us down for their own personal gain. It's criminal. And I'm not advocating a revolution. But you know what? I believe it's coming. And I don't believe there's anything that can stop it. It's not that we're going to start it. We're going to be impacted by it. Kathy, back to you for whatever you wanted to say for the balance of the class.
Vince, I wanted to mention the lady that wrote the book, Ann Martin. I know that her dogs and cats lived very long lives. She had a Newfoundland, and it lived 18 years. She had another one that lived 17, and she had a cat that lived 27 years, and she fed them. So that tells you right there that they were healthier than the average animal. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make a comment, Vince. Some of the ingredients to avoid, if you look at your bag, first is the poultry or any meat, if it says byproduct, beet pulp, cellulose. They even add sugar and expired candy. But some of the grains, you have to be careful because some of those grains can get moldy. And they can be carcinogenic. They have that aflatoxin that can get in there. The other thing they do too, Vince, is they have fats that they render, and they're normally rancid anyway, but they spray that on pet food so that it will disguise the odor of the pet food. They'll spray like flavor enhancers on it too, because otherwise the animals wouldn't eat it. So I'm just saying, if your animal's not feeling good or doesn't look right, just cook for them for a week or two and see if that makes a difference, because it just could be something in the food.
Absolutely correct. And, Kathy, I've been to the rendering plant in Virginia, and I saw what goes into the pet food. I'm talking about dead animals, roadkill, euthanized animals, exactly what you're talking about. I built the computer system for those guys. I was there. I also was at the warehouse where they dump the unsold snack foods, Cheetos and Doritos and potato chips and candy, and they dump it on the floor in the package, and I guess it gets ground up just the way it is in the package, and it goes into pet.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.